this piece of Brandy. There's also a Mahalachim Shavuos that we didn't end up saying. A few bits and pieces. But we'll start with something also post Shavuos. In the Pasha of Nosei Baloischa. The Pasha begins Baloischa Saneiris. So, Bechlau, what's the. How's the Hemshech? Pasha's Baloischa. How's the Hemshech to Chag HaShavuos? So, we read it always after Chag HaShavuos. So, why is it. What's the Hemshech to Chag HaShavuos? And Bechlau, how does the whole Pasha of the Menorah come in here? Seems like the center point of the whole Indian of the Menorah over here is the Mul Pnei HaMenorah, which Rashi explains is that the Gimel Neiros of Yemin and the Gimel Neiros of Yitzhak Smoil are all pointed to the Emtza. They want to pray. And the Pasuk says, they ask Cain and Aaron, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Hela Neirosel. So Aaron did, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, which again means the Neiros of Yemin and Neiros on the Smoil are pointed to the Emtza. That seems to be the Ikar Nekuda over here. What's the Hadgosh over here? What's the importance of this Inyan of the Neiros of Yemin and the Neiros of the Smoil being pointed to the Emtza? Being pointed to the Emtza. How's this a Hemshech? How's this coming out of Hemshech of Chag HaShavuos? But the Yisod is very Bechtig Yisod. And that is the Maran explains, the Maran in Tiferes Yisrael explains that. The Maran explains in Tiferes Yisrael that the reason why the Gemara says there in Shabbos the Torah is given Beyarchet Lisaw, the Amt Lisaw, everything Shalish, right? The Moshe was the Shalish, the Torah is Torah Nevim Ksuvim, everything about Torah is in Shalish. So Shalish is always the Kav Yemin and the Kav Smoil, and then there's the Kav inside the middle Kav. The third one is always the middle Kav. The middle kav is the Derech HaYosha, it's the straight kav. Maran says that the Torah was given, the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch is telling everybody that the Torah is what brings a person to the Kav Imtzoi. So that's why the third is always the Kav Imtzoi. So I made it therefore, that's why the Maran goes into Arichas here and also in Netzach Yisrael, that Kiva Sivan is the hot and the cold, the climate is just right, there's a mizug of the heat and the cold. Tammuz is ready, his Gabrus Achoim, it's ready to say his Gabrus on one side. But the bottom line is that's what Maran says. The Maran says that Torah is something the person has got to take the Derech HaMamutzah into, the Derech HaMitzvah into. That's called the Derech HaYishara. That's why the Gemara says in Brochus, L'choshem, Agdulu Gura Teferis, and Teferis Zu Matan Torah. What's Teferis got to do with Matan Torah? Because Teferis is the Kav Imtzoi. Teferis is the Kav Imtzoi. And Torah is the bechina of the kavim tzoy, which means that Torah gives a person the derech hayosha. The pasuk says, "Lekim osas adam yosha vehim bikshu cheshbon zrabim." That's when the Baruch Shalom made a person yosha. Yosha is the kavim tzoy, because the other kavim, in other words, the kav of the yamin, to put it practically, the kav of yamin is the kav of chesed of ava. The kav of the smoil is the kav of gvura, of yira and gvura. And the kavim tzoy is the kavah yosha, that a person has to have both year and both gevur. The ikah is to be balanced. The ikah of the Indian of Torah is that Torah is balanced. Torah is derecher darchinoyam v'chol nesi b'seh sholem. So derecher darchinoyam means it's the derech. It's the derech hayosha. And v'chol nesi b'seh sholem. Sholem means the sholem between all the sholem between the kav yamin, the kav smol. The derech hayosha, the derech haim tzoy makes sholem. And we always say that Yaakov is Yidua. Yaakov is bechinas teferes. And about Yaakov, it says Vayova Yaakov Shalom. Yaakov represents the Kavim Tzoy. And because Yaakov represents the Kavim Tzoy, the Kavim Tzoy is the Kavim Shalom. That's the Torah. The more Torah a person learns, the more the Torah balances a person out. So you see that some people, let's say Bali Tshuva, so they haven't learned much Torah yet. Everything by them is Ava. You get other people, they don't know much Torah, so they go into the Kavah thing, they try to make Chumras out of everything. Somebody who knows halacha knows he doesn't look for so many chumras, and he's balanced. He doesn't jump onto trucks. A person has to be balanced. Torah makes a person balanced. Elokim osas adam yosha. Elokim osas adam yosha. That's called yosha. Yosha is the Torah Gdosha. Torah Gdosha brings a person to the kavim tzoy, and the kavim tzoy is the kavim yosha. And that's why the kavim tzoy is the kav that gets somewhere. The other kavim, a kav of yamin, doesn't get a person anywhere. Why? Because pshat is he has a mashber. A person just goes ava, ava, ava. The Baruch Shalom created a person that shouldn't be like that. So therefore, he'll feel it out. Eventually, he'll have a mashber. A person who takes the kava small, eventually he'll have a mashber. A person takes the kava yosha, he'll carry on going. That's where the kava tsoi begins in keser, goes all the way down to malchus. Both kavim on either side, they start in the middle and they finish in the middle. The only one which starts at the top and goes all the way down is the kavim tsoi. The kavim tsoi is the kava hayosha. The kava yosha, he doesn't get for krocha and anything. And that's the Torah. And that's why the Torah was given. That's why the Torah was given in all these tlesois, because tlesoi is the kavim tsoi. It also explains why the Torah is paskin with the bezdin of Sholish. Because the bezdin of Sholish, in a moment, as I call it, is paskin with the bezdin of Sholish. Because the bezdin of Sholish is one who schleps him in, is one who schleps him on. And then the third one is the kavim tsoi. And the kavim tsoi has to be paskin by the kavim tsoi. Kavim tsoi is the third, dayan, so it needs three dayanim. That's why after Parshas Yisrael is Parshas Mishpatim. Mishpatei HaTorah, that's the Gimel Kavim. It's also why Halacha is called Halacha. Why is Halacha Lemaisa? Why is it called Halacha? Why isn't it called Psak? What's it got to do with Halacha? What's it got to do with Halicha? And the answer is because only in somebody who's in the Kavim Tsoi, he's a Hoylech. Because he goes in a straight direction. The person who goes crooked, he goes off track. He's not a Hoylech anymore. He gets lost, he gets stuck. The person's in the Kav HaYosha, Yosha is straight, you can walk on a straight path. Yaakov Avinu, he said, is the third one, he's the third of the Ovis, he's the mid of Teferis, he's the mid of Kav HaYosha. So Yaakov Avinu is walks, like the Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglo. Yaakov Avinu can walk, because the Kavim Tsoi can walk. So Pshat is the Mishpatei HaTorah, that is through Sholosh Dayanim, Paskins Halacha. The what comes out through halacha, comes out through bezdin is a halicha. Comes out through bezdin of three is a halicha, and halicha is a halicha that you can walk, and you don't get for krochim, you don't get stuck in too much this or too much of the other, you can carry on walking. That's the middle of Yaakov Avinu, that's the middle of Teferis, that's the middle of Torah. Is that was also the whole middah, the whole nakuda of the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is called Be'emtza Ha'olam. Beis Hamikdash was Be'emtza Ha'olam. Why was the Beis Hamikdash Be'emtza Ha'olam? Because the Beis Hamikdash had to put the person in the Kavim Tsoi. A person who gets sick physically is either because he has his Gabras HaChoim, then he gets fever, Chas V'Shalom, or his Gabras HaKor, then he catches a cold. But a person who's balanced, a person who's chor and koim is balanced, is he's a healthy person. Right? I've told you before, the Sepharim, he knows when it's Brisi Shalom, Shalom Imalachamovis. Why was Pinchas become Eliyahu? Because he was Shalom Imalachamovis. Where do you see his Brisi Shalom, the Shalom Imalachamovis? So the Sepharim was a doctor, says, because old age and those old people, they catch fever, they catch a cold, because their balance of chor and chom, the balance of their kav yamin and kav smol is not balanced anymore. And therefore, it leads to choyri the whole time. But a person who's a kavim tsoi, who's balanced, so he's a healthy person. So that's why Pinchas said, Eliyahu, because Baruch gave him a bracha, and he knows that it's brisi shalom. Give you brisi shalom, that there shouldn't be any hisafchus, there shouldn't be any clashes of the choyim overpowering the kor overpowering the choyim. It should be evenly balanced, and evenly balanced, the person carry on living forever. That's the vote. Adam Rishon says, Velikim osas Adam Yosha. So the Baruch Shalom made Adam Rishon Yosha, so he wasn't destined to die, because everything was Memel El Yosha. Cheshboin is Rabim always means he's chapping onto this kav, he's chapping onto the other kav. That's cheshboin. But Kim Osas Adam Yosha. A person who's Yosha doesn't die, because everything is balanced. Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. Hein bikshe cheshboin. It's a big sugi. It's just onto the bottom of the kavim tsoi. What's the lowest middle of the kavim tsoi? Malchus, right? Yisoy the Malchus. Malchus by Dovah Melech says chashavti drachai. Roshiva ragla leidu secha. Which means chashavti drachai, I'm emet cheshbonis. V'shiva ragla, v'am hoylech. My raglan, that's the middle malchus. The bottom of the kavim tsoi is a matzav. The shleimus of the kavim tsoi is a matzav, but there's no cheshbonis. There's no bikshu cheshbonis rabbin. And therefore, it's back to kimasazan miyasha. If it's yasha egate, or shiva ragla. He's shiva ragla. He's a bechin. Like Yaakov Avinu was a bechin of a yisa Yaakov raglov. Is Dovah Melech was a bechin of a shiva ragla leidu secha. The Beis HaMikdash was the Emtza HaOlam, and that's why in Sholosh Regalim you go to the Beis HaMikdash. You can only go with your Regalim if you're going to the Emtza, if you're going on the Emtza. If you're not going on the Emtza, you get stuck. But you can be a Hoylech if you're going on the Kavim Soi. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokim Emtza, the Har Maria is the Emtza HaOlam. The whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was that they put a person on the Kavim Tzoy. Pshat is a person who's Choyte, the person who's Choyte, Choyli HaNefesh, works in the same way as Alderech, the Choyli HaGuf. Why was he Choyte? Because if he had his Gabras HaChoy, means the Yetzirah, why is the Yetzirah got too strong, the Chamim is a Yetzir. Or he was too cold in his avodas Hashem, so he didn't have excitement. He did averis. There's an imbalance in every avera. So a person doesn't have avera is imbalance. His kor and chaim is imbalanced. He's not walking the mekamet soi. So there you have to go to the mokum, which is beemtsa olam, and then you become a hoylech again. That's right. Samachti ba'omim beis Hashem neilech. This is a halicha to the beis Hashem, because the halicha to the beis Hashem is you going on the kamet soi. It's yidua. The Chasam Sofer says. Peldigazach, the Chasam Sofer says that Mishnah Novus says that one of the nisim of the Beis Hamikdash was lekibu agushamim is eish atzei hamarocha, that the gushamim, the rain, didn't extinguish the fire. So the Chasam Sofer says al derech remez, and gushamim is gashmius, eish is the fire for ruchnius, and one wasn't mechaber the other. In other words, everything was balanced over there. It wasn't that one extinguishing the other. Everything was balanced. The Beis Hamikdash was a mokum where everything was balanced. It's Yadua that the whole Beis Hamikdash was based on the balance of Ava and Gvura. The Levim were Midas HaGvura, right? The Chassidus Chabad, it says, the Torah says that they were Midas, the Chassid, the Levim were Midas HaGvura, but they were singing. Singing is a Tenua of Ava. The Koinim were Midas HaChesed, they did Avoida, which is a Tenua of Yira. There was a blend. The Beis Hamikdash was a Mokam, in the Rid is called the Makom Mu'uzan. It's a Makom Mu'uzan. It's a place that was a. It's a place that was a nice blend. So a person who's choyte needs to come to the Beis Hamikdash to be blended. Just like we said before, the Pinchas became, what was the schar? Pinchas in Israel, Beis Hashoah. Pinchas became a Kohen Gadol. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Brisi Shalom. So Shalom means that, we just explained, Shalom means that there's no clashes between the Kor and the Choyim, between the Kav Yamin and the Kav Shmuel. So Mela, therefore, it's a matzav of Shalom, Hinnin Oislein's Brisi Shalom. And Mela, if you're a Kohen, then you're an Oyev Shalom. You're an Oyev Shalom for Oyev Shalom. You're an Oyev Shalom for Oyev, which means that you keep everybody normal. You keep everybody in the Kavim Tzoy. So a person who's Choyte, he's an ill person, Baruchnius. There was a Pseis Gabris over here. And therefore you go to the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Mokum where a person is Muzan. It's the Merkaz Oilam, it's the Kuna, the Leviyah. This is the Indian of El Mul Panei Amanoyah Hel and Yosef. El Mul Panei Amanoyah, the Nerev, Emtsoi, and everything has to be pointed to the Emtsoi. This is by the Menorah, this is the Musa of the Beis Hamikdash, because the Menorah corresponds to Torah. And Torah, Matan Torah is the Indian that everything's got to be balanced. Everything's got to be balanced means Chatzi Lis and Chatzi Liyaba. That's the whole Musa of the Torah. That's when Shavuah is Kula Alma Moida to be in a Nami Lachem. Shavuos has got to be Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, because that's what the Torah does for us. The Torah shows us the balance between the Lashem and the Lachem. That's what the Torah shows us, our Gufa. All other Yom Tovim could be other this, other the other. But Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, is Kula Alma Moida Bina Nami Lachem. Shavuos makes a person. The Torah makes a person into a well balanced, into a Nizam. Matan Torah, that to be Kishachad Belevechad. Bein Adam L'Chaver, Bein Adam L'Mokam is supposed the biggest Messoyen of making a balance amongst Bnei Torah. The whole Hachana Techad HaShavuos is the Oime. The Oime is Rebbe Kiva, who the greatest in Torah, Tamidi Rebbe Kiva, Shalei Nogu Kovat Zeh B'Zeh. Personally, if the bigger the Talmud Chacham he is, so he's not going to waste his time doing Chesed. Or Chas V'Shalom, I'm saying that's always Makpid than everybody else who's not medactic like he is. It's the biggest nesoyin. The chibur of another namokim, another mechaveri, that's the hardest blend. So the lucha is one side another mechaveri, one side another namokim, but it's one lucha, it's luchas without it, it's written without a vav. And that's why when they reached Har Sinai, they reached the point of Kishachad Belevechad. They reached the point of Kishachad Belevechad. They were balanced with the minadam mechaveri and the minadam namokim. That's when they're ready to get the Torah. All got to do with the same Inyan. The Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, it's all got to do with the same Inyan. It's Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. He knows that you know how to get on with people. You don't. That's the Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu, Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Poirish from the Ishtar, Moshe Rabbeinu was an extreme, but Moshe Rabbeinu went straight from the Torah of Ayer Dala'om. Everybody had to do with Torah, everybody had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It was an Indian of being Noikah the Derech and Tzoy. And that's the Yaskin Nahar and Mupanem and Noyo. That was then the Nerim Tzoy. The Nerim Tzoy. That showed that a person always has to be naked the derech the emsoy, and then a person could be shol shugol and he can be beis Hashem leilech and go to the beis hamigdash, and the beis hamigdash is the mokum which balanced the person, which made the person muzan, made the person with his ava, with his yira, made the person walk along the derech emsoy, the halicha of the derech emsoy, and made it. Therefore, that's the parashas nosoy. Nosoy's got a parasha of soita. Soita is somebody who went all the way this way. Chassid Sofer says that Nazir is the opposite of Saita. Because Nazir is, he has to bring a korban Ashitziyah to him in Ayayin. He was Mitzayit in Navera of being perished from Olam Hazeh. The Saita did an Avera of being stuck in Olam Hazeh. And Nazir did an Avera of being perished from Olam Hazeh too much. So this is an Avera and this is an Avera. It's got to be the Derech and Tzoy. It's got to be the Derech and Tzoy, says Chassid Sofer. So Pshat is that Matan Torah, the parishes of Matan Torah, are the parishes that are teaching a person to be balanced, teaching a person to have ava, teaching a person to have yira, teaching a person to have the right balance of everything, and then he walks into the derech hamimut. That's why Yom Tovim also is one of simcha, because when a person reaches the derech hayosha, then a person gets to simcha. There's no sveikas in the derech hayosha. If a person's not in the derech hayosha, he's in ava, so he's missing the yira. He's in the year, he's missing the hour. He's got sveikas. Person's walking with derech hayasha, he's got no sveikas. I mean, he's besimcha. So whenever you see the Indian of yashus, you see the Indian of simcha. Kudei Hashem yisharim, misamchei leiv. Or zuru latzadik, or the yishrei leiv, simcha. So yasha brings the simcha. Where's the leiv? Yishrei Leiv Simcha, Mesamchei Leiv. So you see, there's Yosha Leiv and Simcha. The Leiv is the Merkaz Aguf. The Leiv is in the Merkaz Aguf. The Leiv has a chelik of it that's Gashmi, chelik of it that's Ruchni. And the Leiv is the koich of balance that a person has. So anything that's the Emtza represents the Derech Emtza. The Derech Emtza is the balanced Derech. And that's the Leiv. And the Yishrei Leiv, somebody who's Leiv, is the Yishrei Leiv. So then he's shown a simcha, then it brings to simcha, because that person is that's why the Yom Tovim is his man of simcha. Yom Tovim is his man where he sought out the Lashem, he sought out the Lachem. It's his man of simcha because it's his man of yashrus. It's his man of yishrei leiv. It's his man of walking along the derech hayosha. Person walks along the derech hayosha, then he gets to simcha. That's the beginning of Yaakov Avinu. It's taki interesting that the Yom Tov that corresponds to Yaakov Avinu is taki the Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, and Sukkos is the Zman Simchaseinu. That then the person's happy. He's not confused. There's no sfeikas. Amalek, you see, Esav, right, is full of sfeikas. Amalek is gematria sofik. Esav has terrible kas over Yaakov Avinu. Always nichmu rachmav. He cries and he's mishten and he cries on Yaakov Avinu. He hugs Yaakov Avinu. His machlekas whether he wanted to kill him with his teeth. Machlekas Rashi brings down. Oh, he was nichmu rachmav rachmav. He doesn't know where he's holding. Sometimes he's bisgabrus adin. Sometimes he's bisgabrus harachem and achesed. He's stuck. Esav is made. Esav not a hoylech. He no nochi hoylech lamas. He can only be a hoylech on a derech hayosha. So Molek comes from Esau, he's gematria sofik. He never knows where he is. He's never happy. He never knows where he is. Because these are either gabras of gavur and gabras of thing. That's a very sad thing. You see certain people like that. You know, they're like either they're depressed or they're jumping sky high. They're running with inspiration. They're running here. They're running there. And they get suddenly on a high, but then that goes away. They get on a big reader. They get into a big depression. Adam Ayosha, the person is always on Adam. He's got the Ava what he needs. He's got the year what he needs, and then he goes along. He's a Hoylech Yosha. He's a Hoylech Yosha. So that's all. He needs to be mechazik himself. Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Yarech HaKlisor, that Matan Torah put Klal Yisrael on the Kavim Tzoy. Putting Klal Yisrael on the Kavim Tzoy is with the Torah, and the Mishkan was a place where the person went off the Kavim Tzoy, he could get back onto the Kavim Tzoy. And that's the sword of Bina Nami Lachem, that's the sword of Chatzil Hashem HaChatzil Lachem. That's the sword of a person's Mozan. The more Torah a person learns, the more and more Mozan a person is. And that's how the Torah relates to the base to the Mishkan and to the base of Hamikdash. Both are mechudas of Derech Emtza. Torah puts a person on Derech Emtza, Mishkan puts a person on Derech Emtza. This is a big yisod that a person has to learn in life. Always to be on the Emtza. To do it, the Bali Halacha of the Chlal, very miyushavdika people. Very miyushavdika people. People enjoy learning Halacha, a very miyushavdika people. Because Halacha is Halicha. Halacha is the Kavim Tzoy. Halacha the Maisa, Halacha is the Kavim Tzoy. And the Kavim Tzoy is a very miyushavdika Kav. That's the Kav that puts the person on. But even Kalogi, Torah puts the person on the Kavim Tzoy. And that's the way of telling from Chag HaShavuos. Kilo, it sounds funny, but Kilo, the whole Chag HaShavuos teaches a person how to be normal. Torah teaches a person how to be so. So many people never become abnormal from not finding the normal calf in Torah. Adarabba, Torah has to make a person very, very normal. Torah puts a person on a Kavim Tzoy. And a Kavim Tzoy is the calf that starts to be Rishis Kol Dargin and goes all the way down to Atzeit Kol Dargin. And then a person gets back by Matan Torah as Paschos and Mosa. Elikim Mosa Salam Yosha. So until Matan Torah, there was a Matzav of Cheshbon Yisrabim. Matan Torah did away with the name of Cheshbon Yisrabim and brought the person back to a Daragah of Elikim Mosa Salam Yosha. Maybe it was Paschos and Mosa, the person wasn't supposed to die. Maral says in Netzach Yisrael that the person dies because he dies if he's in one of the Ketzovahs. If he's one of the Ketzovahs, that's because the Ketzovahs come to an end. The Derech HaYosh or Derech HaMtzoy doesn't come to an end. It's where it starts from Kesem, Mirish Kol Dargin, and goes down to Malchus, Atzoyv Kol Dargin. There's no Misa on the Derech HaYosh. Derech HaMtzoy, there's no Misa. Chinas Yaakov, Inu Leinis. So Yaakov is the Dargo of Torah, is the Dargo of Sholem, is the Dargo of Oyv Sholem, Veroid of Sholem, is the Dargo of Kavim Tzoy. And that's Mizgale, and Chinas Dovra Melech, who's constantly a Choylech, to the Bate Knesses and to the Bate Midrashim. So that's when Nosei Ba'alei Yischol, the parashas that come after Chag HaShavuos. That's in Ba'alei Yischol Saneiros. That's why the menorah is also made out of Miksha Achas, also Ba'alei Yischol in this week's parasha. The menorah is made out of Miksha Achas. Miksha Achas means it's one thing. It's not a shtickle this, a shtickle that. It's one Dabba Shalim. It's a Dabba Shalim, it's a Miksha Achas. It's a Dabba Shalim. How is it a Dabba Shalim? Because everything's pointed at Emtzoy. If everything's plain and Emtzoy, then it's all a Miksha Achas. A Miksha Achas means there's no Stiris. No Stiris means there's no Sveikas. No Sveikas means there's no Amalek. It's a Kule Yaakov the Kenyan. So the Menorah Torah has to be Miksha Achas. So it's the two Nakudas that we see over here, that the actual Menorah was built Miksha Achas. And the Neiros of the Menorah were plain and Emtzoy, that's the same Minyan. If everything's plain and Emtzoy, then it's always Miksha Achas. And then a person is the Miksha Achas in his Yiddishkeit as well. Torah is not a steer to tefillah. Torah is mashlim the tefillah, even though this is kava gvura and this is kava chesed. You can go through hundreds of different darbs like that. Persons like that, his life is a life of year. Now is a matzav of year, is year. Now is a matzav of av, is a matzav of ava. And that's a very important akuda. That's the ikka inyan that we see of kvod malchus shemayim. Balanced person is a Kiddush Hashem. Tifa, I don't know if it's part of the same Inyan, but it goes Tifa. Strat is the Rebbein Shleinim is love. It says that we daven to Hashem, Sibchol Kareinu Eilov. So this is the Sifra Gabbalah Darash Mechol Kareinu Eilav V'Loyli Midoysof. Don't daven Midas HaChesed Midas HaRachma Aleinu Zgal Gali. We discussed this Nakudah before. In other words, Be'etzam, when you Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosha, Ba'ifin Yosha, so then you Dovek to Hecheri Midas. Hecher, higher than midas means that you don't see the midas as two mitzias as bifnei atzma. You hecher in midas, and therefore you can incorporate both midas in one. And now is mamish the matzav in the Beis Hamikdash. If Av is congealed and Yir is congealed, it can't be a Beis Hamikdash. There's Toicha Rotsa V'Ahava, there's Mikdashi Tiro, the whole Beis Hamikdash would be fighting each other. Av would be fighting the Yir all day long. It can't be an Oivshon V'Roid Oivshon. Beis Hamikdash was a Mokam. Tifa Dzarach, let me bring out. Beis Hamikdash Mishkan was a Mokam that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Dir B'Tachtoinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Dir down here. In Sifri Chabad, and the Maran Chabad, they always say that the Pshat is that a person is in his Dira, then you see the person himself. When the king goes outside, you see his crown, you see his royal blue garments, his velvet fur garments, you see his entourage, his golden carriage. People focus much more on the carriage than focus on the king's nose. Because the king is completely melubish, melubish, melubish. When the king's at home, he invites you inside, then you see him with his slippers on. Then you see him with his shirt on. In other words, they say that in the dira of the person, there he's batzmusay. When he's outside, he's belavush. When he's home, he's batzmusay. Beis Hamikdash is a dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, which means that it's the mokum where ki'ilu batzmusay HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgala. Which means it's a mokum which is lafkan in the midas. It's a mokum which it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being misgala through midas. It's a mokum which is hechevi midas. It's a mokum which is hechevi midas. The achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hechevi midas. So then all the midas are meshulav one and the other. I don't think the Kabbalah say Yachavina Zayampin is Yudke Vovke Yachavina Zayampin, but the mahalach of a Derech Hayasha is a godly mahalach. Understand? That's the Nakuda. It's a Getlecha mahalach. It's a manifestation of Keilu, of when you see a Yid who's I always bring the Moshe, the thing I told you once, the Moshe Weber, I was once by his house. I told you, he was speaking on the phone, screaming at people and smiling at me at the same time. When you see a person like that, you see he's got a Getlecha Zach, you see godliness in him. You see, it's hechavi midas. If it's hechavi midas, it can be soivel to midas hafachias together. So the midas was the dir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lama lemikolin midas. We get too involved in his lapshus. So therefore, we see Ava, we see Yira, and we get confused and we get sfeikas. In the Derech HaYosha, you don't see that. Derech HaYosha is the Derech that belongs in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Derech HaYosha. And that's why the Beis Hamikdash is the emtzai. The Beis Hamikdash is the Mishkan. The Beis Hamikdash is the makom merkazi. In the Mishkan, there was sviv haMishkan. There was sviv all the shvatim were around the Mishkan. The Mishkan always has to be in the middle. Mishkan always has to be in the middle. That's why the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael, it's in the merkaz olam. So that if it's there in the middle, it's makom kavua, is in the middle. The Mishkan Beis Hamikdash has to be in the makom merkazi. And the Mokom HaMerkazi, that's the Bechina of the Ner, that's in the Menorah, that's the Bechina of the Nerim Tzoy. The Nerim Tzoy of the Menorah was the Ner, Em Tzadik Ner, the Koyach of always being pointed Letzad Em Tzad, to Nekudah of Em Tzad. Adarabah, I'm saying it's such a teeth in the kuda that this inan of love, when it's nizgala, when Kodesh Baruch Hu is nizgala, you see the hecha of midas, so it answers up so many kashas, like we discussed last week, that Hasina is koilus of brokim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is nizgala, tezokim mo leirachanim. Which is when you're dealing with Kaviyachal Rebbein Shalem coming down, and says, V'yorat kisei hakovod alein, meaning, now Kodesh Baruch Hu made this the dir of betachtoinim, so to speak. So then there's no steer b'chal, then you see the whole time opposites. You see the whole time chesed meshulav with gvura. Chesed meshulav with gvura is that's a manifestation of hecher, of higher than both of them. And that goes mirish kol dargin. That goes mirish kol dargin. That's it kol dargin. Kavam tzoy is manifesting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The end of the covenant story we said before is Malchus. Malchus is the bechina of Melech Shemochla al Kavoy de Inkavoy de Mochla, because it's Kavoy Shemayim. Shat, as you see, the covenant story is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call me Moichel the Kavim Tzoy. Because the Kavim Tzoy is the Malam Yikol on Midas. So it's not Slavish. They're dealing with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's not Shaykh Mechil. That's not Shaykh Mechil. It's not yours. It's not yours. Rav Kami Moichel al Kavoide. When you're dealing with the Kavim Tzoy, you're dealing with the Shlemus, so the Gilui of the Kavim Tzoy, which is the Malchus of the Kavim Tzoy, the Gilui of the Kavim Tzoy, and you're dealing with the Getlach Hazach, and it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to Mechil. But the more getlach, the more godly the person is, the better balanced he is, and the more chatzil Hashem and chatzil Hashem he is. It doesn't mean that a chatzil Hashem and chatzil Hashem gashes, it means he's more zan. You see that the famous book from Chasam Sofer, Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodosh Ani Hashem Lekechem. Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zach. And the whole double kolad aspen Yisrael kedushim tiyus as the Chasam Sofer. Rashi says that it's nemar b'kol because he needs to know that kedusha is dafke ad rabba b'soy chamachna b'soy chami anech yishevus. That doesn't lick the kedusha. Kedusha is kikod hashani Hashem lekeichem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is nivdol from everything, but less as upon him inay. Every person can't live a gashmis to galeven b'rachnis. So he's not manifestating Elokus b'chlal. Because then he's saying Chas v'Shalom is asa panim in it. Chas v'Shalom is not here in the piece of schnitzel. But if a person is living a life of less asa panim in it, that's the greatest kedusha. So kol panim, that's the kav a person's got to take in life. A person's got to take a kav in tzoy. A person takes a kav in tzoy, he gets very far. There's no mashberim. There's no breakdowns in the kav in tzoy. It's a healthy kav, it's the Torah dikka kav. It's a kav that includes Benonim Chaveira, it includes Benonim Moklem, it includes Avos Hashem, it includes Yiras Hashem, it includes all things that can be taken as Hafochim, comes along the Torah Akdoisha, comes along the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, and it's Megale, that it's Bichlan not, that's Bichlan not Hafochim. Tzadikim is very normal people. Oh, there are sometimes required hanhogas that are, like Pinchas, you said before, kind of a podium where you did a maisel, it wasn't a balanced maisel, but it was always when you come to take it to the other extreme, you know, it's a hachana to become balanced. Other of it, that's why his schar was in Yenoslan's Brisi Shalom. He did something which is Hepech Hashalom, he did something, he went and he killed the Nasi Shevet. He did something with the Hebrew Hashem, but he did that in order to get back. Klal Yisrael pulled completely Letzad Yitzhar. So he did a Zazach, which is Letzad Yemin, Chesed, which is Nus. And so he pulled towards the whole other side of Kanos, which is Mamashtan, the opposite side of Gzura. And then you make an even balance. That was Kanos is necessary when a person's in the completely reached the end already of the Tzad of Chesed, which is in the clip, he's stuck in the clip of Chesed, then it's required kanos in order to get the person back into the middle. But then it's in Inanos and that's Rishi Shalom.
Rabbi say in Tifa, sometimes the mice of kanos, Peshayish BMS be the right.
For sure.
Not that it's. Not. I mean, not only is it, you know, to bring you to the middle, that even could be Peshayish.
Brother, I mean, in other words, the gimel kavim are all you know, are the hilge gimel kavim, and the kavim tzoy is not lafuki the kavim. It's a shilav of both kavim. Some is in more one, some is in more the other. Let's look at that person. A person who's balanced is away from others. Everything is like that. Says the Pirei Mishnah Bei Yovas. Al Shamshus Arava Manos Lekavi Pras. Shem Shamshus Arava Al Shleim Manos Lekavi Pras. Why? Because if you love somebody so much, you're not interested in pras. The Schar Mitzvah is the mitzvah. But the Mishnah finishes off. V'Yemor Shemaim Aleich. Yom Shamshus Arava Shleim Manos Lekavi Pras means you have a Moir Dikai Avon for the Rebbe Shalom. V'Yemor Shemaim Aleich. Don't forget about Moir Shemaim. That's the kav. You have Moedik Avos Hashem, don't forget about the year. You have Moedik Yiras Hashem, don't forget about the Av. You have Moedik Torah, don't forget about Tefillah. You have Moedik Tefillah, don't forget about Gemilas Hasov. Everything has to be with Shalosh. There's a common song. Torah avoided him in his chesed and kula. Yeah. And Torah is based on a person. Every person wants to steig, every person wants to be a hoylech. You can only be a hoylech with any of shalosha. Because you can only be a hoylech by walking in the covenant. There's only a hemshech to your halicha if it's in the covenant. Sorry. That bar loyscha, a mul pnei amenoyra, bar loyscha sener is a mul pnei amenoyra. So there's two things going on in the parasha. Number one, how you light the candles, and number two, you've got to light them a mul pnei amenoyra, meaning facing the covenant soy. So bar loyscha, Rashi says, al shem shalav oyla, lashem bar loyscha shetzarech lahadlik atshtei shalheves oyla me'elea. Shalheves oyla me'elea goes up by itself. That's a healthy flame. The fire, the flame, and the candle correspond to the guf and the neshama. There's the kli, there's the guf, which is then called the ner, and then there's the fire, the shalheves. And we said before that the whole musag of the menorah is to be pointed at them tzoy. You point at them tzoy, you're safe. Till it's oyla me'leh, it flickers, it goes out. That refers to somebody who's not balanced yet. He chaps a eslavus, and then he goes out again. He chaps a eslavus, and then he has a yirid again. The whole vault of the menorah was no. If you point it in the common soil, you're safe. You don't jump. It would be on your thing. You don't go down. You don't jump. You walk normal. That's the musag ad sheh shalevis oyla me'leh. The whole menorah is only based on this idea that it's got to be a healthy walk. So you can't leave, you have to carry on lighting. You have to be madlik till the shalheves oilam eleh, till you have a healthy candle. A healthy candle is like a chatzil Hashem and a chatzil Oka. Meaning the wick is not flickering, it's not trying to think, it's held on tightly, it's a good wick, it's a good oil, and it's a good everything. And it's a healthy, you look at it, you see, like you see a healthy person, a balanced person, here you see a balanced person. Good oil, good wick, a nice flame. And that's the inshallah, and that's why it goes hand in hand. Ba'alois chasaneris, el mul pani amanoira. With azah oilam eleh, Your mul, your pointer to the Nerim Tzoy. Only with a healthy candle you point a Nerim, because the Nerim Tzoy is the healthy way. The healthy way is a way where the Shalheves is Oilam Me'aleh.